Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
I'm glad you're sticking with us in this season. We've got a lot of ground to cover still. We're going to talk about other forms of anxiety, worry, when you can't pay your bills, what to do with runaway thoughts, when your mind is just going crazy over some big worry, what do you do when you're afraid that God might have some suffering in store for you, all those kinds of things. We've got a lot to cover, but we're laying a foundation here at the beginning, and we're really delving into this concept of how pride towards God can cause anxiety. Because it keeps you from trusting Him, makes you want to supervise Him, and that causes anxiety. Today's episode is just a real short one, but it's a principle that's real important, and that is to show how a lot of our anxiety comes from failure to submit to human authorities in our lives. At the end of the message, I'll apply it specifically to wives submitting to their husbands, but this is applicable to all of us because we all have authorities, government authority, authorities at work, anybody who has control over some aspect of your life. And you might be surprised to find how much of the anxiety in your life comes from resisting those authorities. So I'm glad you're with us today. Let's jump right in.
Submissiveness to authority relieves stress. Nothing is going to relieve stress like being in submission to authority. Now you hear that and you think, you got to be kidding. Being in submission to authority, that causes me the most stress of anything. No, it doesn't. Resisting authority causes stress. Submitting to authority relieves stress. See, people who can't trust God to lead them through their imperfect authority are full of stress because they have this pressure, like I said before, they have to oversee everything. They can't trust any authority, so they have to oversee everything and make sure everything's going okay, and they have to stick their nose into every single thing. And that's pressure. That's serious stress. Wives who are like that, they can't trust their husbands to make a decision, so they take upon their own shoulders the full responsibility of every part of the family, making sure everything's okay. People like that can't trust the leadership of the church with the decision making, and so they have to look over the shoulders of all decisions being made and make sure all the reasoning is sound. And people like that can't trust city officials to make wise decisions. They can't trust government officials, federal government. They have to take upon their shoulders the burden of worrying about whether or not we should be in the UN and what we should be doing in Iraq and, you know, all these, every detail of foreign policy. And pretty soon the whole weight of the world is on their shoulders because they can't trust authority. When someone's not submissive to authority, that causes a tremendous amount of stress. Nothing's more stressful than having feeling the responsibility over something that you don't have the power over. That's stressful. If you're a wife and you feel the responsibility to make sure your husband is doing what he needs to be doing, but you don't have the power to make him do anything, that's stressful. I mean, all you can do is nag, right? That's stressful. People do the same thing with the church. People do the same thing with the government. They feel like it's their responsibility to make sure the United States government is making all the right decisions in some issue of policy, and so they don't have power over that. And so all they can do is go out with picket signs and basically nag the government. Rebellious people are always nags because they think that they have to control everything, but they don't have the power to control everything. Being under authority is stressful when you are not submissive to that authority and you feel like you have to control it. However, if you can ever come to the point where you trust God to lead you through life by means of the authorities who are over you, nothing is more restful and peaceful and stress-relieving than that. It's a wonderful gift to be under authority. I love being under authority. I always have, because it's such a relief. Not have to be responsible for final decisions on everything. Such a precious gift from God. If you believe in the sovereignty of God, then you understand that He is capable of leading you where He wants to lead you, even by means of a fallible, foolish authority. I've been fired from 3 churches, and all 3 times, I was convinced that the ones firing me were using poor reasoning, However, all three times I also rejoiced because I had full confidence in God that He was leading me where He wanted me to go, even by means of that poor reasoning. And so I could rejoice. Which brings us to another benefit of being under authority. Being under authority is one of the rare times when you know for sure God's will. On a non-moral issue. I mean, you know God's will on moral issues, but on some non-moral issue, normally it's such a hard thing to figure out where is God leading me? I've got to weigh all the pros and cons, and I've got to figure which is more important than the other thing, and I've got to go through the whole hard wisdom process, and that's very difficult, and usually that's what we have to do. But when it comes to some authority over you, just simply telling you, you have to do this, well, now you know God's will. That makes it so easy. What a gift. What a wonderful gift. What a blessing that is for wives. What a wonderful gift. When you and your husband are making some big decision, maybe you're making some big purchase or something, nothing is more freeing and relaxing than for a wife to be able to just give her input, give her counsel, give her ideas, and then just relax knowing that God has not placed on her shoulders the final responsibility for the decision. She can just trust God to lead her through whatever decision her husband makes, and she can just rest. Whatever your husband decides, that's God's will for you. And you know that for sure. The one in authority can't have that peace. The one in authority can't know for sure. He always has to question, is this God's will for sure? Am I making a wise decision here? And he can have a certain level of certainty, but he can't know with total certainty like the wife can. She can just rest and know for sure that that's God's will for her. How tragic that God has given women this wonderful gift. And so many women have refused it and have chosen instead to live lives of massive anxiety and needless stress. And you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, trusting my husband's leadership produces a lot worse stress for me because I'm afraid he might make a wrong decision. Well, that's why 1 Peter 3, when Peter tells their wives to submit to their husbands and obey them and speak respectfully to them, the very last thing he says in that passage is, and don't give way to fear. Because that's what's going to cause the problem. If you only look at it from a human point of view, submission is very scary. Because what if he makes a bad decision? What if he runs us into the ditch? What if he runs the whole family into the ground or into bankruptcy or something like that? If you can't trust God to take care of you, even in the midst of foolish decision-making on the part of your authorities, then placing yourself under those authorities is a terrifying thing to do. But if you have enough faith to believe that God is powerful enough to care for you in spite of what the people over you decide, and you trust God to carry out His perfect plan no matter what, then the fear is erased and nothing is left but peace and rest.
Well, when you have some time today to really sit and think, take a moment to examine your heart and see if you have any anxiety in your life that comes from fretting over the decisions of people in authority or people who are in control of things that you're not in control of, whether it be the Ayatollah of Iran or people setting out traffic cones on your way to work or lawmakers in charge of LGBTQ laws or someone at work or your husband or whatever. This can be a kind of a low-grade background anxiety that you hardly even notice because you've lived with it for so many years. It's hard to even detect, so it might take some thought and some prayer to even notice it. But when you do notice it, entrust it to God. Try to root it out of your heart. Find areas where you have that kind of anxiety. And then just verbally affirm your trust in God that He is indeed capable of leading you where you need to be in your life, even through sinful authorities and foolish authorities. Let that give rest to your soul. And keep on working on your memory verses, Matthew 6. You do it every day, you get it down quick, then it'll only take a few seconds a day.
Thank you for listening. We pray these principles from the Word of God are helping you find the peace of God as you draw near to the God of peace. Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.